Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
And we're coming to you live for the Built for Tough Studio. You know what's
cool? I'm singing it!
I don't even know if CBS Sports ever got the beginning of that. good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Oh, man, I am good this morning, man. You know why I'm good this morning? Not so much because the Rangers and the Devils started with a fight last night, which was expected, by the way. Probably didn't even know that. There's my ass. You see my ass. But they probably did miss it. We got the 2 points, and that's really what matters.
Al and Jerry fought, too, by the way. They had to have been rolling on the whole thing, even though they'll get to it.
Steven wants you to do it again.
No!
Steven, did you get the whole thing?
We got Boomer's ass. Can you redo the whole thing, though?
No!
Just one more take.
No!
One more take? I don't think so.
We're all out of breath. Yeah, you had to have been at least rolling on the studio, right?
Well, our camera, too, was zoomed into the sign, which we zoom out of at the start of every show, and the other two cameras were on your empty seats.
All right. Well, you got the end of it, at least, but you missed Al and Jerry. Oh, I'm out of breath.
I can see that.
You kicked my ass.
Why did he kick your ass? I mean, so last night's game starts with a line brawl, and, you know, everybody's all into it. I'm worried about getting 2 points, and, you know, I know this is happening. We all know that this is the last time these two teams are going to play. We do know that the previous two games, Matt Rempe, the rookie, the 21-year-old, 6'8" monster, knocked two Devils out of the previous two games, and he took himself out of those games with penalties as well. So he knocked out Nathan Bastian, I believe, and Jonas Siegenthaler. And so you know that the Devils want a piece of him. So Peter Laviolette says, well, let's reinsert the guy into the lineup, and let's put him out on the ice for the first shift.
Yeah, and immediately, you know, it's on. Now, I didn't think that everybody was going to fight, but that was what the Devils wanted to do. So right. Then the rest of the Rangers are like, all right, screw it, let's do it.
All right, and then basically 8 out of the 10 guys that are on the ice end up getting game misconducts, including Rempe and Curtis McDermott, who the Devils traded for in the middle of the season for this reason.
Yes.
All right. So I've never seen 8 guys get game misconducts to start a game like that. I've never seen that. So
well, this did happen a few years ago, right?
No, they've had line brawls before, but right. I've never seen 8 guys get thrown out of games for secondary fights.
Yeah.
And so what they said that Jimmy Vesey was the first one to drop the gloves and actually engage with the Devils player. I'm not sure which one it was. But those two guys were the first fight, so all they got was the fighting majors. The other 8 guys got game misconduct. So entire game, you played with four defensemen on both sides. And then finally a hockey game broke out. But it was definitely interesting. And for people who are actually at the game, I'm sure it was insane because this game was on TNT last night.
Yeah, and I thought they did a terrible job of capturing the whole thing because they were just focused on Rempe and McDermott. And really the angle you wanted to see, which was out there on social media, was the one from up top. That was the best yeah. angle because everybody's just beating on each other. So
yeah, but you know, like the moment that Peter Laviolette, the Ranger coach, says, okay, Rempe, you're going tonight against the Devils. He's doing that to give the Devils an opportunity to kind of make them, to see if they can make amends or with their fighter against the Rangers fighter at the start of the game for what happened in the previous two games.
Right.
And this is kind of like unwritten rules and this kind of crap that goes on in all different sports. And those guys drop their gloves, but I don't know if Jacob Trouba told, you know, Miller, hey, we're going for it. Goudreau, we're going for it. Next thing you know, they get all thrown out of the game.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you that. I mean, is this one of those spoken things before, like in warm-ups, like we're all going to go? Because you knew that these guys were going to go. Or it felt to me like the Devils wanted everybody, like it was their idea.
Well, I mean, the Rangers have done this before, too, yeah. with the Devils.
Right.
I mean, it all stems back to two hits and two players getting knocked out in the middle of a game from the previous two games. And then, of course, Rempe in the second game, you know, he's waving bye-bye to the Devils bench. And so this is why Peter Laviolette said, okay, kid, you got yourself into this mess. We're going to put you out there on the ice, and you're going to go against one of these tough customers that nobody's ever heard of, Curtis McDermott, that the Devils traded for, to get it going. So they got it going, and it was very entertaining. But I'm just like, okay, that's over with. We need the 2 points. We got to keep playing. We got the Hurricanes on our ass. We got Boston on our ass. We just got to keep going.
And you don't need anybody hurt, too. That's the other thing.
Right, like, yeah. You don't want anybody busting a finger or a wrist right. or something like that, or having a busted nose or something. So it's over with. It's done with. And the Rangers did win the game. They got very sloppy in the second period. And the problem with the Rangers, just for 1 second, from my perspective, is that while offensively they're scoring goals and they can come back in games, which is great, all that stuff is awesome. Their defense in some of these games lately, Flyer game, Coyote game, this game last night, they've given up, you know, bunches of goals when there's no defensive coverage whatsoever. And there are guys that are turning the puck over like Kreider did last night to give the Devils a lead. And the Devils still have a lot of good young players, and they're going to be a good young team once they get their goalie and their defense figured out. But, man, I'll tell you what, it was fun to watch it when you turn it on and, bam, there they go. And the way the guys in the studio, Henrik and the guys in the studio.
Oh, yeah, I saw that clip. Yeah.
And those guys were all reacting.
Yeah, Henrik's fist pumping and smiling and having a great time.
I mean, so not a lot of people like it. I like it. I think most fans like it,
and I think if you were in attendance last night,
you loved it.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of people who don't like it. I mean, it's also, there's so many plays in sports that people are defenseless in where they get hurt.
Yeah.
Where you get a running back gets the hip drop from behind that they're trying to eliminate, you know, like a helmet to helmet over the middle that they're trying to eliminate, but this stuff happens even in hockey, like a slew foot. A 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Or twice last night, there were boarding penalties where you hit a guy square in the back up against the boards.
Right. A 100-mile-an-hour fastball going at somebody's head. So the reason why I think that this is better than those things is it's two guys agreeing to fight, and they're both, like, ready to go. I mean, I just, when people have a problem with it, I bring up all these other things that are within the game that could hurt people a hell of a lot more, that are more violent than two guys agreeing to fight for 1 minute.
Well, the problem is that, you know, very rarely do the guys actually get hurt in the fights. And I know this because Matt fights. And,
oh, yeah.
But Matt fights within the unwritten rules of the NHL and respects the unwritten rules of the NHL. That's one of the reasons why he gave Rempe an opportunity for his first fight ever at the Stadium Series over at MetLife.
Yeah.
You know, he knows who the kid is. He knows the reputation. So he says, hey, kid, you want to go? And the kid says yes. And Matt says, okay, let's go. And they fight, and they fight the way they're supposed to fight on the ice. And it is an unwritten rule. It's a part of hockey. I know that there are some in our hockey family that probably hate this kind of stuff. And you'll hear about it from, you know, the media that can't stand this kind of stuff. But it's always been a part of the game. It always has been and always will be. It's less now than it was 15 years ago. I could tell you 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And it has kind of dissipated somewhat because players like Matt and Rempe and McDermott and people like this may not be as useful 3 to 4 years from now because they want the game to be open up and they want it to be high scoring. But the fans who truly love the game of hockey understand what this is.
And all the players do, too. I mean, this is what they grew up doing. This is not like something I've heard from some of these enforcer guys over the years that are retired, talk about this stuff and how they knew when they would have to fight. And, they've had some extra juices going and adrenaline, and sometimes they didn't want to do it. But, I mean, for the most part, I mean, this is just something that is ingrained in anybody who's ever played hockey, people who have watched hockey. So I don't know. When people say they don't like it, I just feel like they say they don't like it for the sake of saying that they don't like something because they probably don't like hockey, and this is a reason to knock it.
And they probably hate MMA, too, as well. So,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
At the end of the day, it's two grown men doing what grown men are asked to do in their line of work. And they don't have to play. They don't have to do it. This isn't communist Russia where they're telling everybody what to do, when to do, and how to do it. I mean, it's just an accepted practice that's within the game, and it basically sets the tone for the game. And the game actually, for the most part, from a Ranger perspective, without the second period. I mean, it was a very, very skilled, very fulfilling game, watching Jesper Bratt skating up and down the ice like he's a, like he's a Chris Kreider 10 years ago and making incredible passes. That's the skill that the Devils have, and the Rangers have that skill, too. But, this also probably goes back a little bit to last year's playoff flat performance by the Rangers getting knocked out by the Devils.
So
the Rangers sweep the Devils in the season series, I think, for only the third time, I believe. But that all goes back to last year as well. Because the Ranger players have basically said at the beginning of the season, if you remember, that they were fueled by that embarrassing exit last year in the first round against
Akira
the Devils.
Schmid. Yeah, so what do we need here to get this Rangers Islanders first round series?
There's one of two things that can happen.
Right.
Or one of three things, I guess, can happen. If the Rangers end up with the number one seed in the conference, okay, in the Eastern Conference, and somehow the Islanders get in with the number eight seed, they could face off.
The second wild card,
they could face off. The other thing that could happen is that the Islanders could jump the Flyers within the Metro. And if they jump the Flyers in the Metro, then they would be number three in the Metro division. And if the Hurricanes jumped the Rangers in the Metro division and the Rangers ended up number two in the Metro division, you'd have an Islander-Ranger playoff.
So there's a real good possibility still if the Islanders can find themselves in. Because they're 1 point out of that second wild card.
Oh, they're right there, man. They're right there. But
you want that or you don't want that?
I'd love that.
You would love it.
I would love that. I think it would be great for hockey in this area. It'd be like intense, and that's what I want. I want hockey to be like it was last night. I want that intensity. See, this is the thing. As a hockey fan and somebody who has loved this sport for over 50 years, anytime you get one of these rivalries, and this is why the NHL sets up their playoff scheduling like this. They want rivalries in that first round. They want teams that can't stand each other. They want Boston and Toronto to be playing against each other. They want Toronto or Tampa playing against each other. If the Canadians are in the mix, they want the Canadians and Toronto against each other. Just like they want the Rangers, like last year with the Devils.
Yeah, because I feel like some Ranger fans would say, man, like that in the first round, and if they squeak in and they're just a pain in the ass and you got to deal with them right away. I could see some Ranger fans thinking that way, but you're not that way. I mean, hey, it might be 2 years in a row that you have an 8 seed knock out the President's Trophy winner and then, have a real local tie-in.
Yeah, I mean, what I'd like to see, though, is I'd like to see my son-in-law make it to the playoffs again.
Yeah.
He's very used to playing in the playoffs. And that's the way his whole career has been, especially the second half of his career, where they have been in the playoffs. They have gone to the conference finals. And I would love nothing better than that to be the first-round matchup.
So if you could pick your opponent, you'd pick the Islanders?
I mean, I'm not afraid of any team that they potentially can play. I'm not afraid. I don't care. I don't care if it's Tampa with Kucherov and Vasilevskiy and Hedman and Braden Point. And, you know, everybody can debate that all they want. All I know is that this team has given me a great regular season. I've enjoyed the hell out of it. But they know what is at stake, and they know where their legacy lies. Their legacy lies in those series that they play once the regular season is over, no matter who they play.
Finally, you are agreeing with me of what I was saying last week. That's right. You fought me for 15 minutes, and you're saying this is a great regular season. All I was trying to tell you was it's all about the postseason with this team. You're not going to care. You're not going to remember the regular season if you get ousted again in the first round. And it's true. This regular season is epic for them.
You understand. This is what I've told you. This is the first time in a long time for all of us who are Knicks and Ranger fans that we actually look forward to the next game. Like, you can't wait until they either hit the ice or they hit the hardwood because of the players and the way that they are playing. And it's been a really, really enjoyable regular season. But you're right. It does come down to the playoffs. And the same thing will be said for the Knicks. In the midst of a three-game losing streak right now, they're not playing their best. And one of the things that I think Henrik said last night in between one of the periods, it's not so much winning games, it's how you're playing. And are you playing solid hockey? Are you doing smart things? Are you doing dopey things like Chris Kreider did last night, throwing the puck from his blue line all the way back to his defensive blue line? Well, he was at the offensive blue line, to his defensive blue line on Jesper Bratt's stick. And next thing you know, 2 seconds later, the puck ends up in the back of the net. You've got to play smart and solid hockey. That's not smart and solid hockey. It's like Trouba against the Penguins. First play of the game, gives the puck away. It's in the back of the net. That's not smart, solid hockey. And that's the thing that you worry about if you're Peter Laviolette. You just want to be playing your best and most solid hockey going into the playoffs, and you want to be healthy. And right now, the Rangers can say that they are healthy, they are scoring goals, but I don't necessarily know that they have played their best defensive and most solid hockey. And that will change when the playoffs come, because everybody's, you know, awareness goes up.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We got to get to the Yankees. We'll get Jerry in here in just a little bit, and the Mets will finally play another baseball game, two of them, today, starting at noon.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Always on the outside, always looking in. We're in Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Lots of positive Yankee stuff out there and positive Rangers stuff as well. And the Mets try to turn around their negativity into positive today at Citi Field. Jerry's got all of it. What's up, Jerry?
Good morning. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. So sure, Rangers-Devils last night at the Garden. If you settled in nice and early, right, to see the opening faceoff. This is what you got, as heard on Devils Radio with our guys Matt Lachlan and Chico Resch.
Puck is dropped. The gloves are off.
Oh,
and it is going to be a line brawl. A repeat. Barkley Goodrow, Kevin Ball, Curtis McDermott, Matt Rempe. Curtis Lazar has taken Jimmy Vesey down. The main combatants are exchanging rights.
There's all of them.
Oh, everybody, Keandre Miller and John Marino.
Oh, my.
Chico.
It's all of them.
Yeah.
Shut the f*** up, you f***head devil fan.
pretty funny. But then things did settle down. They did play a hockey game. The Rangers took a lead. The Devils came back, took a lead. And then in the third period, it was all Rangers.
3-3 our score. Panarin across the line for Fox with a wrist shot. They score. And it's Chris Kreider in front. The power play goal, and it's 4-3.
It was after Kaapo Kakko tied it earlier in the third. Kreider there, the power play goal with 5 minutes to go in regulation. 4-3 the final as the Rangers sweep the season series and come away with the 2 points. Here was Peter Laviolette, overall assessment on the night, start to finish.
The start's the start, and I thought our guys battled hard, fought hard, and then it was over. And then from that point on, I thought we played a real good first period. Obviously not the second period we wanted to play, and a great response in the third period to make sure we're going out and got the win.
And we got the win and got the 2 points. Here was Kreider, what turned out to be the game-winning goal, just dealing with the brawl and making sure they moved on.
It's a big-time commitment from the majority of the team, so that's something that it's a passionate thing to do. It's a courageous thing to do, and it's something that definitely brings the group closer together.
And as you saw on the video, you had 10 guys going at it, 8 ejections. Here was Curtis McDermott says he knew he was fighting. He didn't realize everyone else was getting involved.
I didn't see that coming either. It's great to see just the team bonding that way and just having each other's backs out there. And, after a situation like that, the rest of the team picks up a lot of the slack in the minutes, and they played hard and played an awesome game tonight. Just didn't get the 2 points.
No, or
yeah, team
point.
Bonding. We team should just bonding. Do that. Just all 5 of us take on the 5 guys from the midday show. What do you think? I'll get Dove. I think I could take him.
I think Eddie gets Dove.
That's the one guy I could take over there. I think
they were
Dove.
old line mates back in the day.
Or maybe Bogish. Give me Bogish.
All right, fair enough.
Maybe we should go after Proff and Maggie.
Wait, yeah. Man. Have Alan Maggie fight again.
Yes, that'd be fun.
Rematch.
A cage match between Maggie and Al.
It'd be fun.
Same weight class.
Yeah, you're right.
And that is not a knock on Maggie. It's a knock on Al for everybody who doesn't know.
Pretty much. Rangers and Devils off tonight. The Islanders still on the playoff hunt are in Columbus. A couple of things from the NFL. The Bills trading Steph Diggs to the Texans for a 2025 second round draft pick. We mentioned draft pick because the draft is coming up now, just a few weeks away.
They couldn't wait to get rid of him. They could not wait to get rid of him. They're taking that huge cap hit. And see, this is what the Jets need to do with Zach Wilson. You're going to have to attach other things to get rid of him. And maybe you're lucky if you get something back that is a little bit more, but you're going to end up having to pay for it.
What would you attach that Minnesota would want?
Yeah.
Statue of Liberty.
There's not a lot of places for Zach Wilson to go right now. That's the problem. Especially if these teams that you kind of think need a quarterback end up drafting one.
Yeah. I mean, he may end up without a team. We've seen it. Carson Wentz went through it. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Zach Wilson just bopping around when training camp opens.
That they just cut him.
Yeah. They have to. He can't be on the roster.
I agree. I understand. Anyhow, what do the Jets do with their pick? What do the Giants do with their pick? Well, Mike has an idea of what the Jets should do and what should happen if they don't.
If the Jets get the good fortune of Alt being there at 10, if they don't take him, they should be shot.
Okay. That's what they need to do. You line them up. You have Joe Douglas there, you got Solid, you throw Woody there. You put their backs up against a wall and you get 6 guys, rifles, and you take them out because you're worthless at that point. Okay? I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, we need to go back to barbaric
types of punishment for this organization. I mean, enough is enough. We can't just fire these guys anymore. We got to kill them.
We got to shoot them.
I mean, I told you they should have killed Gase. I mean, I was the first one on that, but they let him go, and he's living somewhere in Ysplanty, Michigan. I mean, the guy should be dead.
Oh, boy. God. Funhouse couldn't wait to send that one out.
He should be shot.
And then, not that, you know, Joe still works here, Mike doesn't. But Joe does his very famous podcast, as we know, and he's got a new product. He's gotten into the whole Manscaped situation.
Oh, boy.
And while it's great, there's the added benefit to using the product.
Not only would a family jewels groom to, you know, I guess as close to perfection as you could get, but my penis looked bigger.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
No. My penis looked bigger.
Unbelievable. I look down. I'm like, hey, there. Look at this. It's bigger. I mean, a lot of things going wrong in my life, we notice, with the Jets and the Mets and everything. But look at this. I've got a bigger penis thanks to Manscaped.
Like, how low to the floor do you think he has his Manscaped to shave his balls?
You got to set up some Shinesty underwear.
Serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I mean, like, what's next? Terry coming on to, like, you know, confirm that?
Oh, my God.
Not only are my balls perfectly groomed, but I've got a bigger penis. 877-337-6666.
Oh, my God.
Break.
Let's be honest. There's no guy out there that doesn't want his penis to look bigger.
Oh. I mean, maybe Evan. I don't know. Maybe he's the only one out there. He's a little bit of a different guy, if you know what I mean. But most guys want their penis to look bigger.
This is unbelievable.
Sports update. We got coaches getting shot and penises looking bigger.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if Mike was doing the Manscaped, though, right?
Not only are my balls as fresh and beautiful as they've ever been, but my penis is bigger, okay? So I've got a bigger penis now than I ever had. You know, it's 70 years old. It is huge. But, I mean, I had a big one before Manscaped, but this one now, I mean, it's got its own zip code, folks. Okay,
God.
You could send mail to my penis. It's that big. It's a gravitational pull on this thing, okay? So, you think you have a big penis? You don't. Because I do. We're back.
Jesus. We're back.
Oh, what are we doing?
Oh, what are we doing? I don't know. Basically emptying everything this morning, nice and early. As for the Yankees, they were in Arizona yesterday afternoon. By the way, they had the roof open. It actually looked like a nice ballpark. It was fantastic. The Diamondbacks jump out in front. The Yankees get the two-run homer from Aaron Judge. Yankees take a lead in the 10th on an Alex Verdugo home run. The Diamondbacks tie it. Then in the 11th.
Yankee run is first and third. Pitch is low. 1-2. Oh, it's a balk. How do you like that? Birdie scores. Torres goes to second. The home plate umpire, Brian Walsh, called the balk.
And so that put the Yankees in front. Judge would follow with an RBI double, and the Yankees win 6-5 in 11, 6-1. Seven games to open the season on the road. Here was Verdugo. We told you about the home run he hit in the 10th. He was with Susan after the game, just enjoying his time with this club.
I love it. I love it. This team's special, man. We fight the whole game. You know, even if we're down early, we find a way to get, you know, get runs across, get runners on base, and so far we're loving it.
Boy, there's nothing not to love. They've won 6 out of 7.
Are you at all concerned about Clay Holmes?
I didn't feel like this was a blow-up situation for him yesterday, if you're watching how that inning went. But, yeah, I mean, the Yankees, to me, this continues, are going to have to find another closer if they want to win a World Series. But these guys in the bullpen are so up and down throughout the year. So, yes, there's a little concern there, but I'm not ready to give up on them.
I'm not saying give up on them. I'm just saying, like, that's kind of the one thing that just
could hold them back, maybe.
I would think that they'll give them some leash and let him kind of work through all this stuff. I mean, it's just not easy. It's not an easy position, and there are huge expectations. And if they're going to be runners on the bases at all times, like every, it feels like, you know, whether it be Jerry's Familia or Armando Benitez, there was always a bunch of guys on the base paths when they were in the game.
Billy Wagner, John
They'd
Franco.
They'd be walking guys. On and on and on. There'd be like little infield hits, yeah. All these kind of crazy little things that would happen to them.
Nobody loved 3-2 more than John Franco.
He was Mr. 3-2. You're right.
Here was Judge, knew he would start having some success, hit a home run in this game, had the double.
You just got to keep swinging. You know, it's early in the season. You know, it's early in the season. You got to get your at-bats. Keep swinging at good pitches. You know, if you don't get good pitches, take your walk and let the guys behind you do their job. So, you know, just keep swinging the bat.
All right, so 6-1, home opener tomorrow.
Well, I think the fans are going to come out in numbers. It's going to be exciting. You know, the boys are excited to get back to New York, and it's going to be a fun series at home.
They will take on the Blue Jays, and if you weren't paying attention, as most of us probably weren't, Toronto lost to Houston 8-0, one hit. So they got no hit a couple of days ago. They got one hit yesterday. It was five or six different pitchers for the Astros. It was Christian Javier and four relievers for that one hitter. Mets and Tigers will play a straight doubleheader today. Adrian Hauser, who we've said now for 3 days, will get his first official Mets start. That'll be at 12:10 on WCBS 880.
So the Mets, what is the weather today?
Like, I think a lot of clouds. You might have a passing shower here and there.
Matt Hammer checked in because you asked for him yesterday.
Okay.
And he gave a forecast for everybody going to the game. And that forecast is far from perfect, but they'll play. Have a heavy jacket with a hood if you're going. Cloudy, light mist at times, but not raining all day. Breezy, but 100% playable. 12:10 p.m., mostly cloudy, spotty mist, 45.
Sounds lovely.
You guys want to go?
No, I don't.
Okay. Absolutely not.
I don't like weather right, like well. This. Not interested. Dodgers beat the Giants 5-4, and along the way, you have number one from Shohei Ohtani.
3-1 to Ohtani. That. Rogers set the pitch. Swung on and drilled. Deep right field. There it is. The first home run is a Los Angeles Dodger for Shohei Ohtani. And it's 5-3.
And that was Dodgers radio with the call. They would win 5-4. I believe they're out to a 7-2 start so far on the season are the Dodgers. They beat the Giants last night. Also of note, the Angels beat the Marlins 10-2. Why would I tell you that? Because Miami is 0-7. So you've got the Marlins are winless, the Mets are winless, and I think the Rockies, I think they're winless as well. Maybe the White Sox, one of those teams, have not won a game. Also, there are three winless teams in baseball. NBA tonight, the Knicks host the Kings. So here's where we're at. Both of those clubs are 44-31. They start the day, do the Knicks, in fifth place now in the East. The Magic passed them for fourth with a 117-108 win in New Orleans. They are two games ahead of the Heat and the Pacers. Surprise, surprise. The Nets helped you out a little bit.
Shooter right wing. Down to 9 to shoot. 50 seconds to go in the game. Driving it right around. Halliburton with the right hand. Scoop it. It's gone for Schroeder. Timeout, Indiana. 48 seconds to go. Nets take a 2-point lead.
And that was Chris Carino with the call on the fan. Brooklyn did beat Indiana 115-111. Cam Thomas had 27. Noah Clowney had 22 points and 10 rebounds off the bench. College basketball, you got the NIT championship tonight between Seton Hall and Indiana State. And I believe right around now, UConn should be landing in Phoenix. They had massive plane issues and mechanical issues last night and didn't take off.
Fixes in.
1:30 in the morning. Well, the game's not there. They're fine.
They need to get their sleep.
They'll be okay.
Screwing up their schedule.
No, they're
telling you.
They're there 2 days ahead of time.
You know who I saw messing with that plane? Ipe Misuhara, who was under there with a wrench, screwing with the fuselage.
Well, they were scheduled to land between 6:30 and 7 Eastern time, so they should be out there now.
All right, Jerry, thank you. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio.
My penis looked bigger.
Once you shave away the hair from your shaft, and you get all the pubes out of there, you got a bigger penis. How about that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There might be a new sheriff in town when it comes to breaking NFL news. Do you know who that is?
That'd be Al Dukes.
No, he'd be the last guy, I would say, is the new sheriff in town with breaking NFL news.
This would be Nate Burleson.
No, it's not Nate Burleson.
My man Nate predicted that that Steph Diggs would be out of Buffalo before the season started this year.
Okay, that's good, and but I can one-up you.
Everybody was killing him on Twitter when he actually said that all the Buffalo fans couldn't believe what they were hearing. Nah. And the reason that I think Buffalo fans felt that way, number one, they probably loved the player, but number two was because of the cap hit that the Bills were going to take, that it didn't seem reasonable that they would do something like this. But the fact that they did do something like this tells me they couldn't wait to get him out of the building.
All right, a couple of things. One, I think we said at the end of the playoffs that it looks like he's done in Buffalo, but the contract is tough. It just looked like it was over, and he looked washed up, quite frankly. But anyway, okay, that, we could talk about the Diggs trade, what it means football-wise, but I wanted to bring this up. So back on March 17th, there was this picture that was posted to X, and this picture is Steph Diggs in a Houston Texans uniform. It's not just some random person who did this. This was...
Is this somebody around here?
No.
Oh.
This is Antonio Brown and his new sports network, CTESPN.
CTESPN.
Yep.
So he's going to blame everything stupid that he does on having CTE, basically.
Well, I feel like, and I don't want to defend him because I do think there is a bad guy in there as well, but I think everybody has said that to him.
Since the day he got hit by Vontaze, right, Perfect.
Like, it has to be changed. CTE. So he's just now embracing it. Like, hey, fine. You think I got CTE? Then I got CTE. Whatever.
Okay.
So he has the CTESPN network X account.
Okay.
Has an arrow that says soon, and then like a purple devil emoji, then popcorn, and then the picture of Steph Diggs in the Texans uniform from March 17th. So maybe
internally Steph Diggs was clamoring for a trade that we never heard about because they kept it in-house, but those people that could have access to Steph Diggs may have known about that, and that's how you come up with that kind of picture.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's a lot of this stuff that goes on in the NFL with active players, and they know what's happening, but they don't want to say things because it's going to get them in trouble.
Yeah,
or if it doesn't happen, tampering and all that stuff. So I think Antonio Brown still has lots of connections in the NFL, and he's probably asking guys and hearing stuff, and now he's just going to put it out there. So, yeah, he said he's coming for Adam Schefter. He put out a GIF. You know, what is that? Remember that famous run where DK Metcalf, after an interception, hawked down the defensive back? It's a famous play where, like, he ran all the way from the goal line and caught the guy, like, the 20-yard line. So Antonio Brown put out, in that play, Adam Schefter's head on the D-back, and then Antonio Brown running him down and tackling him, going, he's coming for Adam Schefter. So Antonio Brown's he's wacky. He's done some really bad things, and you can't defend the guy. But I will say that he's on to something here with his CTE ESPN.
Well,
he's on to something. He knows stuff.
I will say this. You're right. I think in all the aspects that you just talked about with him, he's done some really stupid things. But I will say, he is entertaining. And you never know what's coming next. Whether he's taking his clothes off and walking off the field in the middle of an NFL game, which nobody has ever seen before.
Yeah. Let's go to Zach in White Plains. What's going on, Zach?
What's up, guys? How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening, Zach? What's going on?
The whole Antonio Brown Twitter X account is hilarious. If you scroll through it, if you have the time, that's something outrageous to itself. I just wanted to mention, he also, I forget when it was, but about 2 weeks before the Russell Wilson to the Steelers trade, he predicted that as well. He had the tweet up there, if you go look for it.
Wow. See, I didn't even know that. This one caught my attention, and now I'm all over the CTE ESPN, but I didn't know that. So that's another one.
I think he had the guy running the account for him, he said, but I don't know. And he was going at DeMar Hamlin the other day. It was like... He's crazy.
He went after DeMar Hamlin?
Yeah, that I saw, yes.
Yeah, it was deeper with him.
Oh, my God.
And DeMar Hamlin went back to him. DeMar Hamlin went back at him and said, man, hey, yo, bro, I looked up to you and everything else, and now you're coming after me.
They're going back and forth.
Yeah.
What did he have to, and thanks, Zach, what did he have to say to DeMar Hamlin?
I forget.
Did he say he was like, what? How could you possibly have an issue? I'm trying to find that stuff. But anyway, so he's got the one account, CTE ESPN, that I think someone else runs, but then he also links his stuff and CTE ESPN stuff into his own account. But there's some of the stuff that he tweets out that I just can't say. It's very very sexual stuff.
It's sexual and vulgar is what it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it also
that is much different than what, you know, we just went through with Joe Beningo or no?
No, it's
got like a man's penis game, look bigger.
You know, yeah. It's much more
graphic.
Descriptive, yeah, graphic
okay.
than that. And he also does a feature every day called Cracker of the Day.
Cracker of the Day.
That's yes, he nice. Does. Yeah.
That's
so,
nice.
and now people are striving to be Cracker of the Day.
Cracker of the Day, like the Stunad of the Week.
Yeah, the Stunad of the Week.
Yes.
So they are, like Dave Portnoy was a Cracker of the Day.
Okay.
Adam Schefter, after this whole Houston Texans thing, he was a Cracker of the Day. So some people actually, you know, enjoy it, being the Cracker of the Day.
Mm.
And some people probably don't. So, but that's what's going on. Oh, his Twitter account. So you got entertainment and you got breaking news.
There you go.
And you got Cracker of the Day.
And you got guys getting punched in the face. You know, Amazon guys getting punched in the face by him, right?
Yeah, insane. Whatever. You should do that in the sports minutes. It's time now for your Cracker of the Day. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Well,
Saltines.
Brought to you by Saltines.
Right, that would be great. Pepperidge Farm brings you.
Speaking of the sportsman of the day, I do have a great local one.
Oh, yeah?
And I want to offer Al.
Oh, God.
$1,000 right now on the spot.
Hold on. Can we tease this thing? What is this $1,000 going to be?
Yes.
Let's tease this. So we're doing this right at 7 o'clock.
All right. Okay.
All right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Quick break, and we're going to find out what Boomer's $1,000 offer to Al is all about.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.